Hi, my name is Rob, and this is my weekly podcast. Each week, I sit down with a different guest, and we talk about things that you have been up to in the fandom. Are we going to talk about everything? Of course not, it's only an hour. Will we communicate effectively? It's a wheel of time. Probably not. But will we have fun? Most definitely. Welcome to Malkiz Wrap-Up. Hello, welcome to Malkiz Talks. This is my new podcast format where I do what I'm calling Malkiz Roundup. And much like the Wheel of Time here at Malkiz Roundup, we will tell you many things. Will we tell you everything? No. Will we make it straightforward? No. We're just going to chat and have some fun. Because communication is so key at Wheel of Time. I'm going to work on that. I'm going to make that a slicker intro. But, you know, welcome back. So it's been a hot second since I've recorded anything on the podcast, really. And thank you. Those who stick with me and there are people who have messaged me recently and said, oh, I've just started listening. I'm like, oh good, I get a little less regular, sorry about that. I'm starting out a new format, something I think I can do regularly, and it will be happening every Sunday, and people are welcome to come and listen if they are one of my patrons. And occasionally I'll do wide episodes where, hey, anyone can come and listen. But we're starting off just us. And I say just us because my guest joining me on this first new format for my podcast is the hilarious, with especially the meme reviews, very talented, very clever, very thoughtful, Let's Be Nerdy. How you doing, Jen?
I'm good. Thank you for having me. And thank you for that very lovely intro.
Well, you know, I had to say something because you've gotten up at, a god-awful time on a Monday morning to join me. So I very much appreciate that.
This is true. This is true. Only for you.
Oh, well, you know, people do a lot of things for Malkiz, Sexiest Chef.
They really do.
You know, as you dubbed me.
I don't fully remember doing it. I remember that I did it, but I don't fully remember doing it.
I was going to ask if you remembered. Was this like it must have been a live stream or
something. It must have been, but I don't remember where or why or like in what context. Like, did I just say, hi, Malkiz Sexiest Chef? Like, I don't remember.
No, I feel like, and this is just how I think it's going to be. We're just going to like talking random tangents, but I feel like it was definitely something like you were defending me, be like, yes, I mean, as Malkiz Sexiest Chef, he knows this or that or no, whatever it was, something like that. And it was just, you know, the title was just part of the sentence.
Right. That does like, make sense. I know that I did it, but I don't know how or why.
I remember someone once was just like, wait, how did you get that? Who gave you this title? And I was like, Let's Be Nerdy gave me this title. And I tagged you and you were like, yeah, I did. Fuck it, it'll stick. So
yeah, sure. It works. It totally works.
It works, yeah.
Yes. I also think it's an accurate statement, so.
Oh, that is very kind of you. I appreciate that. So, but yeah, obviously we know each other, Jen, you know, there's some people out there that won't know you.
Oh,
they live under a rock. So before we start chatting about what's been happening in the fandom this week, why don't we get to know you a little better?
Sure.
So why don't you start by telling us, who you are and what you do and like, how long you've been doing it? Because you've been doing what you do for a while now.
I guess it has been a while. Okay, so, well, my name is Jenny. On YouTube, I'm Let's Be Nerdy. I'm also on Twitter, but my Twitter, I'm not very good at Twitter. So, but I just
I'm hardly an expert myself, so don't worry.
Yeah. No, I'm constantly, people will say, oh, I found this in my bookmark. Like, literally, I learned a couple of weeks ago that you could bookmark tweets. I was just
what?
Like, oh. Yeah, I don't know. It's
you can bookmark tweets.
You can bookmark tweets, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Yeah, it's a whole, like, you could just save it and then you could just go to that one tweet. Like, if there's a thread that you're following or something, it's cool. Anyway, yeah.
That's amazing. I did not know that. I'm learning things now.
But okay, so I'm Lesbian Nerdy on YouTube. That's my YouTube channel. You had to spell it with a L-E-Z-B-I space nerdy and put the whole name in. Because there's a bunch of stuff that I did not think of when I started. And one of them was that, oh, the name Lesbian Nerdy, it's a cute pun. If you only put half of it in, you get porn. And so I didn't think of that. I also didn't think, I had one person ask me, can I just call you Jenny? Because I feel like when I call you Lesbian Nerdy, I'm saying a slur. It's like, oh crap. I also did not think of that. So
that is great.
Yeah. But yeah, so I have a YouTube channel where I talk mostly about Wheel of Time, but I have expanded a bit in doing reactions to other things as well. Mm-hmm. I've been doing it, I guess, since maybe in 2020, I started in the midst of the pandemic, because basically my work shut down. Like it just, like I work at a clinic. I do basically... I work at a clinic for children with disabilities. And so during the pandemic, most of them just were like, no classes because I don't want to risk my children's lives. Completely understandable. Sure. I just had several months where I had literally no work. And I had been thinking about starting a YouTube channel for years. Like I had talked to my sisters about it years ago, about how I had been looking into trying to get an avatar set up. And this is going to be a little deep in the paint, I suppose, but I had one of my things with using an avatar, I had very much wanted the avatar to represent me in that I wanted a black avatar because I am a black woman. And it turns out that most of the like things that I could find online did not have that. Like that just wasn't available. I could get like a white avatar and just make her skin brown. But the big thing for me,
that's
I needed
not
her.
Same thing.
No, it's not. And the hair, you know, hair needed to somehow represent me in some way. And I just couldn't figure it out. And the thing that I kept thinking was, why, like the Memoji on my iPhone has all of these options. Why does nobody else have, like, why is the Memoji on your iPhone, which is basically useless.
Right.
Compared to like all these other avatar options out there. Why does this one have all of these options? And so when the pandemic hit and I had this like several months where I had nothing to do, in the midst of that, I just figured out how to use the Memoji as my avatar. I literally can I swear on your podcast?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Okay. Because that was what happened. I just went, oh, fuck it. I've been trying to find something that's as good as the Memoji. I'm just going to fucking use my Memoji. And yeah. It took a lot. Like you can't just use Memoji. If the people out there have iPhones, you know, Memoji is locked in the Messages app. You can only record for 30 seconds and it's a whole, so it's, there's several steps that I do to make the Memoji work as my avatar. And yeah, but I figured that like, I hadn't even tried to figure that out before. And I figured it out in the midst of boredom and no work. So.
Well, kudos. I mean, I know there's a lot of steps involved because I think, was this the first What a Holiday? It was where we were like, let's do a meme thing. Mm-hmm. And it was yourself. It was, what did I title the segment? Lesbi and Her Nerds or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was myself and Vance, the Bard of the Red Hand. And, I was like, oh, I wonder if I could get like an emoji thing. Like maybe I could do that. And you described what you do. And I was just like, yeah, no, I ain't doing that.
yeah.
So it is a lot of steps. So it is very impressive what you do. We'll get into, you've been doing some extra, yes. We'll get into that in a hot second.
Yeah.
But my next question was, what inspired you to start your podcast? YouTube channel, not your podcast, sorry.
What inspired me? Okay. Honestly, okay. Like I said, I've been thinking about it for years just because I mean, as the title of my YouTube channel says, I'm a nerd. I am a big nerd who has lots of nerdy thoughts about nerdy things. And most of my friends are not as nerdy as me. And so they don't care. Like they don't want to hear me wax poetic about, I mean, you're wearing a Janeway shirt, about why Janeway is my favorite captain, but perhaps I even though she's my favorite of the Star Trek captains, I don't necessarily think she's the best captain. And sure. I have thoughts on this. And if I can't just shout them at somebody's face, like they will be like, you would like that, but most people would just glass over and be like, I don't care. So I
why is someone screaming at me about Janeway? Who is Janeway? Why Janeway? Yeah, I can just imagine. Yes.
And why do I care about the nuance of favorite versus best when it comes to fictional captains of starships? Like, it doesn't make any sense. So I wanted to talk about it. And I needed a place to talk about it. So I just wanted a channel or a place where I could spew my nerdy thoughts. And wow. My most nerdy obsession is the Wheel of Time. And what made me finally do it. Okay. So there was two things. It was the pandemic. It was also the fact that, and love them both, Daniel Green and Nablus both released videos on Nynaeve. And Nynaeve is my favorite character in the Wheel of Time. And both of them were great videos, not like, they were fantastic videos, but neither of them talked about what to me is one of the most important aspects of her personality. And in my mind, I thought, and it turned out to be true, that the cast were watching the videos of like breakdowns for the show. I thought, why are they not talking about the most important thing about Nynaeve? And if like the actor, because at that time, I don't even think we knew who the actors were.
Probably not.
Yeah. What if they're looking this up and they don't, I need to make a video. Somebody needs to talk about Nynaeve's insecurity and all of that. So that was it. Like it was just, I felt this urgency about it that is kind of pathetic. And especially given how the show came out, they obviously like knew that already. I mean, we had Sarah Nakamura in the room, so they like it wasn't like I was saying, but it drove me like no
it's my headcanon now that Zoe Robbins would not have done Nynaeve such justice as she has done had it not been for your video. I don't think that's true
because I do think it's in the like Zoe Robbins did amazing, but I do think it's also in the writing of the character that they were like, yeah, no, the core of who Nynaeve is not just this. Like, and again, Nynaeve and Nablus' videos were, or not Nynaeve, Daniel and Nablus' videos, very tired, were great.
Reiterationing is very early for Jen.
So. Yes. But they were great. They talked about like her protectiveness and all of these things, but they just, her insecurity is a massive part of who she is. And I just wanted to get that out there. So that was the thing that like basically kicked me in the butt and was like, just do it now. So I did it now.
Yeah, and now you have like fun intros and like incredible parodies as well as just amazing videos.
Well, thank you.
Let's talk a hot second about how many videos you have been doing. Because I feel like you've been doing more videos than some of us put together, especially me. I feel like every day I log into Discord and it's like another notification from your server being like, hey, I released another video. And it's like, does she even have a job anymore?
It's not that many at all. It's not that many. Reactions, I mean, you've done some reactions. They don't take as long to like, you don't have to think about them when you record a reaction.
This is true, yes.
Yeah.
I just need to find time to sit and stare at my computer for an hour while my flatmate looks at me. So
yeah, it's the editing that's the pain in the especially like because us content creators, us elite content creators, we share pointers and all of that. And so I know I talked and shared with you and others, other content creators about how like, I added zooms and stuff to my reaction videos.
To get past the copyright.
If you don't do that, reaction videos are like, they're like butter to edit. You know, like it's just, they're so easy. But when copyright catches them, it's like, I got to go back in and do all this. Mm-hmm. And that's the part that takes forever. But it's still faster than like a video where I have to, to write my thoughts, come up with my arguments, put them in and then I got to edit, like add all this other stuff, like add the art or add the clips from the show or something like that. That takes longer to edit. So reactions they're just faster. And you have to get reactions out faster because otherwise nobody watches them.
Yeah, I do mine for practice, yeah, so that when season two comes around, I can do them properly.
You're going to do reactions to season two, okay?
Yeah, proper reactions to season two.
I'm still not going to, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I know it would do well, but like it was the same reason that I didn't do a reaction to, like everybody was asking me, will you do a reaction to the finale of like the Doctor of Jodie Whittaker's run?
Yes.
And it's like, I just want to watch it. And when I don't know about you, but when I do a reaction, I have to like flip the switch in my brain that says talk, say it out loud, say it out loud.
Yeah, and, no, this is why I'm practicing, because I don't have that switch.
Yeah. Because like somebody did comment, it's like, I find your reactions really funny. I would hate to be in the room with you when you watch TV, dear God. I was like, I don't normally do that. It's just for a reaction. If the reaction is just me sitting there going, like that's not nobody wants to watch that.
Yeah, I agree. I sit there and I'm like, and then you're talking about what's happening on screen, and then you're like, have I missed something?
Yeah.
Like, this is why I have subtitles up, because I can talk and read it. Well, not talk and read at the same time, but like talk and catch what I missed at the same time, I suppose. But
yeah.
I want to. So yeah, that's why.
I'm glad I didn't do one to Power of the Doctor, the 13th last episode, because I don't understand what Doctor Who did to me. The episode ended.
I mean, I wrote a parody about it. That's how much I knew the Doctor did to you. So.
Yeah, I suppose. But I sobbed for 5 minutes. It wasn't like a pretty tears. I was ugly crying by the end. Wow. And it was purely like, I miss my Doctor. I miss my Doctor. And I don't understand. Because I'm a person who, like, I didn't watch before 13. And so my friends who would talk about it like that, I'd be like, oh, that's, like, and in my, I'd be like, oh, okay. But in my mind, I'd be like, that's really weird. It doesn't make any sense.
But I didn't watch, I watched Christopher Eccleston, then I watched, was it David Tennant after Christopher Eccleston?
I mean, I know that these are doctors. I don't know the order, because I literally 13 is the only era I've ever seen. Like I've never seen anybody else. So
yeah. I watched Eccleston. I watched whoever was next, which I think was Tennant. And then I watched the next one, and then I watched Matt Smith. So that I might have said one too many there. I don't know. The patrons are typing. Maybe they're talking to each other. Maybe they're going to correct my Doctor Who knowledge. Anyway. No, that's fair. I mean, you like the Doctor you like.
I can't even say, because I didn't see any of the Doctors before. So I can't. I do plan to go back and watch. I'm not emotionally prepared. I thought that I would, I'll watch this final episode, then I'll watch it many times. I can't. I've started to watch it again several times, and it's just like, I start crying and I can't.
That is... Yeah, that's fair. Pavara is, one of the patrons in live chat, and it's Eccleston, Tennant, so I was right, Matt Smith, Capaldi, totally skipped. I was not interested in watching him. And Smith, I only watched half of anyway, and that's mostly because I was just like, his assistant is, like, hilarious with this Scottish accent that gets, like, less and less Scottish as it goes on because they decided not to keep it. I don't know. But her name eludes me now, but Amelia Pond was brilliant.
I've heard I'm probably going to like Matt Smith because of how much I like 13. I don't.
Yeah, that's
fair. I don't know. I literally know nothing. So
yeah. A quick side tangent. Are you excited for? And I'm not going to attempt to say
Shuri Gatwa. Wrong.
There we go. Thank you. Are you excited? Because you've watched Sex Education.
Yes, he's really, really good in that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I only watched Sex Education because I wanted to see what he was like, but then I got into the show. I haven't finished my reaction to that one though. I should pick up on that.
It is really good. So,
yeah.
Okay. I do have one last question. I might ask, I have like other various questions I might ask here or there, but so tell me about your best moment doing what you like, the thing you never expected to have that happened to you. It might be a comment, something someone said, an experience of going somewhere. Mm-hmm. I don't know, something like that. Something that happened to you that is like, that's the best thing that's happened to me, at least that comes to mind in this moment.
Okay. The first one that came to mind was from WalkCon.
Okay.
So I do, as I have mentioned and Rob and I mentioned, I use an avatar on my channel. And So I knew people at Walk-On wouldn't know who I was because they won't have seen my face. So I had my head on a stick. The idea from Bane and Jihad.
To be clear, this is the emoji head on a stick, not her physical head on a stick.
Yes, right, yes. So that people could see, like, oh, that's who you are. And at WalkCon, Kate Redding and Michael Kramer were there. And mm-hmm. I am huge fans of theirs. Like, I've said this a couple of times. I think of them as the first actors to play the roles. Like, they are the first people to have played these roles in my mind.
Yeah, very
accurate. And so I, at one point I thought, okay, I'm going to go, like, very nervously, I'm going to go introduce myself to them. And I was walking up and Kate Redding saw me coming and saw my emoji head and pointed and said, "Let's be nerdy."
Oh my God. I didn't realize she did that. That's so cool.
Yeah. And I completely forgot everything that I was going to say. I was just like, "Hi." Hi. And then she said, cause this was like, they had, I think, arrived maybe 45 minutes before this, she goes, "Oh, I'm so sorry, I missed your panel earlier today." And I was like, what the fuck? she obviously had looked through the path. She had been going to go to my panel. I don't even know which one. I think it was the one about queer themes is the one, right, that she wanted to go to.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was
that's amazing.
Yeah. I completely lost it. And then after that, because I think I just cried at her. So later on,
I feel like you mentioned the crying to me at some point. Like, yeah. I spoke to Kate earlier and I cried or something, yeah, like that. It came up somewhere. Yeah.
Because I lost my ability to think when she knew who I was. And my brain just was like, I don't know.
Your brain
just
explodes, doesn't it?
Yeah. It just exploded. And so I went to, like, afterwards, I was like, oh shit, I didn't even get a picture. So I went later to try and get a picture with her. And she grabbed me, pulled me in, was like, "Okay, we're going to put your head behind us," and, like, got in the picture. She's like, "And then tomorrow you find me." And she was like, very, very forceful. "You find me. We are eating lunch together tomorrow. Let's get our box lunches. We are eating together." I was like, "Okay, Kate, ready."
I remember you saying, like, "Kate, I think Kate and I are friends now because she wants to have lunch with me tomorrow." I remember that. And I was so excited for you.
It was great. Okay. And do you want to hear the rest of the story? Cause it got even better.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So the next day, she did find me, or we found each other. I don't actually remember how, but we found each other. We had lunch together. And while we were eating, Nablus comes over, mm-hmm, and sits with us and starts teasing me. Like, you know, Nablus is a troll. I love Nablus. Absolutely adore him. But he sits across from me, and somehow in the context of the conversation, he's like, "Jenny, so who would you marry? Would you marry Michelle Yeoh or Jodie Whittaker?" And that's a horrible question. That's a very difficult and stupid choice.
It's a tough choice.
Yeah. Very, very tough choice. Anyway, so he does this. When he leaves, Kate turns to me and goes, "Would you marry me?" I was like,
"No.
Are you asking?" "Yes. Yes. Yes, I would." Great.
I mean, because she's, as we discovered at Walk-On, she's a party animal.
She's a party animal. And then it was me, and there was the Critter and Daniel Green and Vance, Barge of the Red Hand, we mentioned now as well. Mm-hmm. When they left, I don't remember everything because my brain was just like, I'm talking to Kate Redding. But at one point, I guess she saw that because she's like, "Let's just hold hands and sit here in silence for a couple of seconds." And I was like, "Okay, Kate Redding."
Oh, so that's so cool.
And held hands in silence for a couple of seconds.
Wow.
Just calmed down. And that was it. Yeah, it was great.
That's amazing.
It was great. So that was something I would never have expected to have ever happened.
That is absolutely fair. I mean, that's, my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. So I love that.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like people know you a little better now if they didn't know you beforehand. So this is cute. Thank you for sharing those things. Let's talk about what's been happening. I say this week, because this is the first one, so I suppose it could cover a bit of time. You're not big on the Twitter. You've said this yourself. But have you seen anything that's kind of like grabbed your eye recently and been like, "That was hilarious" or "interesting" or "What the hell"?
My issue with Twitter is because of where I live, most of the Twitter of time happens while I sleep. So I will wake up and miss a lot. And like there was a point where there were like, there was something about the nipples of time. And I was like,
bring that up.
I didn't get the joke because the whole joke had happened while I was sleeping. And it's just a lot of work to go back and try and figure out the origin of the joke. Somebody explained that one to me. I think people were putting trollic nipples on everything.
Yeah, so I love that. Peter cheered in chat. I still don't know what's going on with the nipples. I feel like this started with Rand on the wheel.
Okay.
So we got the little sneak peek thing.
Yeah.
And Rand was obviously strapped to the sex wheel, as I've as I coined it. I didn't coin the phrase, but that's what I call it. the sex torture wheel. The dusty torture wheel. Okay. Lauren from Unraveling the Pattern, of all people.
The tassels. You know, I saw the tassels.
The tassels.
Yes.
I think there was a discussion between him and Kevin, or Kevin had inspired the tassels. Somehow that had come up. And I don't know if this is the exact origin, but I feel like this is what really kind of spurred it to be so much. And then Kev obviously has taken it to the extreme. Kev will be on the podcast in a few weeks. We couldn't fit in. He would have been here on the first one because I was just like, I want to talk about the nipples of time as it's been coined. But he unfortunately was busy. And I was like, that's fine. We'll get you on in a few weeks when you're available.
Nipples can wait. You know.
Nipples can wait. We'll go back and talk about it. Something around, I feel like that's really what was like the catalyst to make it explode. Mm. And then he's just been nippling everything.
I like that nipple is now a verb.
Yeah, nipple is now a verb. As Jess has said in chat, Kevin Angus is the keeper of the nips. Yeah, he's been just they've been going everywhere. Trollic nipples, regular nipples. We even had him on Threefold Talk a few weeks back, and we got him to try and identify nipples of various movie characters and cartoon characters as well. Actually, he did pretty good, although I can't remember who in chat was better than him. A lot of things do happen while you're asleep, don't they, Jen? They really do. You were staying up a lot when we got a lot from the Wheel of Time account. You kept staying up. I remember you tweeting like messaging. I'm still awake. It's really late. Please, for the love of God, tweet it out.
Yes. Whatever it is. Yeah. It went like I've had to pull back a little bit because when I was first getting into being on YouTube and like Discord and all of this stuff, it was the height of the pandemic. And so I did not have a lot of work. And now I do have work. And so it's like, I have to go to bed because I am a responsible adult with a job. And it's very, very frustrating because like when I'm going to bed, people are waking up. And then when I come home from work, people are going to bed. It's just like, screw you, all of you on the wrong side of the planet.
Yeah, I often say that I have it tough because I have a 5 to 8 hour time difference to deal with for everything in America. But at least I can be like, well, I'll just stay up until like 2 or 3 in the morning. That's not quite so bad. For you, you'd be like, I just have to skip sleep.
Yeah. I've done it a few times. I've done it like for when they announce a drop,
right?
Which I would like, I know that they can't do that all the time because some of the fun is just like, oh, we just get some. But if I want them to announce, like when they announce when the trailer was happening or they announce,
right,
I will just like, okay, I'm going to schedule things around that. And but if they don't announce it, like I just wake up and it's like, oh, they dropped a teaser, oh, they
and it's not like people can just pick up the phone and be like, hey Jen, get up.
Because
you know that's international dialing, which a lot of people can't do. That's frustrating. You must see what the Wheel of Time account tweets out, though. I imagine you have alerts set up or something.
I have alerts, but I don't. My phone is on silent in the night, so I don't. Like, I wake up and I will often see them. I try when things are like dropping a lot, like when the show was ramping up and they were dropping a lot of teasers. I would try not to watch them before I could do a reaction, which is hard because it would be like I would open my pick up my phone and there'd be like, oh, 6 alerts from Wheel of Time. Oh, don't look at them. just don't look at them, which is hard because,
That is tough. I asked that because they've been doing some Halloween tweeting, haven't they? Or spooky tweeting,
I
would call it.
Yes. Yeah.
And we had, what are those little characters they call? Someone in chat helped me out here. Unless you know
emotes? Jen.
Are they emotes?
I don't know. But remember like when the show was out and you could like do LAN and then a picture would show up or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they bringing that back?
this is, so they were tweeting this, and I'm curious, because then we had, oh, and then these two, and it was, I can't remember what it was, I assume it was Moradin and Dan the Murderer, as Dan, Half-Man Dan. And then there was the Waygate one.
Yeah.
Because they're still on the Waygate kick, aren't they?
Well, I think it's a meme now. I think it's like
a show. Yeah. You don't think it's something that they're trying to set us up for and be like, hey, Waygates are everything now. We don't have portal stones or anything else whatsoever. So.
Oh. I mean, they could.
Or maybe they're just really bummed that we never liked the Waygate originally.
Yeah, I think the issue, and I will say, I think they are right about this. It's a better emoticon because it's not just a circle. Like the wheel is a more appropriate emoticon for Wheel of Time, but when it's that small, it's just a circle. Like people can't tell what it is. Whereas a Waygate isn't, like, if you're not Wheel of Time, it doesn't look like anything. Like it's just like, okay, that's just a weird circle. Why is that? Whereas the Waygate is a distinctive shape. So they were like, let's make something that's really distinctive and unique that will look like something that's not just that's what they were wanting. And the rest, and all of the Wheel of Time people were like, well, that's not a Waygate. It looks like nothing like the Wheel of Time. What are you talking about? And so we were like sticks in the mud about, we wanted it to be appropriate. And they were like, but this is better for marketing.
We're usually pretty good with what they throw at us, aren't we? On a whole, obviously the book cloaks are out there.
Yeah.
And people are like, actually, no, this was a no for me. This was like a hard pass. But, you know, generally as a whole, they usually get a reasonable amount of the fan to be like, yeah, I'm on board. I mean, Bear Brothers, I think, would have been another hard pass from the entire fandom. But you know, the generally they throw things at us and we're on board with this is okay. And then I think I remember that poll they put up, like Waygates or something else, and it was like 96% whatever the other thing was. I think they're probably, I hadn't thought about it like that, so a marketing thing, it makes a lot of sense.
I do think, especially the size of what the emotes are, the Wheel of Time emote looks like nothing. Like
this is true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, their poll that they were doing, I should probably find that to help me out here. But did you see the poll where they asked, or the questions, or you had to answer them?
I saw it, I did not go through it. I saw that it was a quiz or something.
It's basically, I think they put it on their Instagram as well, but I'm going to go find it. Cue the first moment that I edit out of the podcast. So, because the reason I'm asking this, all the emotes are here now. Where is it? Okay. So they tweeted this on October 21st, so 9 days ago. But, you know, the first one, who cares? We can do every week. And it's like they ask you three questions. How can you tell when the Machin Shin is about to descend upon you in the ways? And then after dealing a fatal blow, when does the Murderer perish? And what is the name of the shapeless evil that lurks within the walls of Shadow Logoth? So
it's a quiz.
Yeah, it's a quiz.
Okay.
And the fandom were pretty, I don't know, they were funny. So like 58% said you hear voices whisper, 37% said you feel a faint breeze. Now I feel like that's a split between book fans and show fans.
Yeah.
Because the other options, you see distant lightning was 1% and you see your breath at 3%. I mean, that was just the ways in the show, wasn't it? There was like lightning going on, which was a great effect because you can't just have it pitch black. It makes bad TV.
Yeah. I had a friend of mine who has only read like book one. She's like, I don't know. That's not how I pictured it. I'm like, what did you picture? It was just darkness. How did she picture anything?
I always pictured it something similar to like Gandalf in Lord of the Rings, where they first get into the Mines of Moria and he turns his staff on.
Yeah.
And it's like a very, very poor amount of light. And you kind of see like half his face well and the rest of it like grainy and gray and fading. Yeah. I kind of expected that, but with torchlight.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel like that first one is definitely a split between book fans.
Probably,
and TV
fans,
which is fair. But the second one, 56% saying the Murderer dies at sunset. With like 27 saying it doesn't die, 13 immediately, and 2.7 obviously having fun saying on its next birthday.
Oh, okay.
There's been like 5,000 votes on these things, which is crazy.
Oh, that's excellent. Okay.
Yeah. And then the Shapeless Evil within the Walls of Shadowlogoth, 91% said Mashadar. So, you know, people were pretty good overall. But the last time they did a set of polls like this, they were trying to tell us something. And it was season 3. Did you see this?
No.
Oh, okay. So they did a set of polls, and it was like everything in the first set of polls had to do with the number 3.
Oh, okay. Yes, I do remember this. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then they did one where everything was like green, and then one where everything was about the lights.
Yeah.
And it was like season 3 has been green.
Kind of the idea. Yeah.
So I was looking at this, and I wanted to ask if you had any ideas, and patrons, you know, if you have an idea, feel free to throw it in the chat. What, if anything, they might be starting with this poll?
Mashadar, distant wind, or a faint breeze, and what was the third one?
Sunset. The Murdral. Yeah, the Murdral dying at sunset, yeah. There's not really a theme here other than shadow or the wind. I mean, darkness.
Like, I'm trying to think what information that could be, because I mean, okay, the obvious answer for information that they could be trying to leak to us or give us like a release idea, but there's nothing in that I can think of, like when the release date would be. There's nothing in that that gives me any information.
Yeah, I'm now looking at Kevin Angus's tweets. So his conspiracy theories, evidence one, where he's spoiling the quiz, sorry. You feel a faint breeze at sunset, Mashadar. Solution one, trailer date announced next Monday morning. Well, clearly wrong.
Yeah.
Premiere date announced for March. More evidence below. All right. Okay. So this doesn't make sense now. But he's 7 days ago, he's quote tweeted them with like, I don't know. This is just someone did a funny Wheel of Time like playoff. But then, like, we've got Uno marching, and then, no, this is, yeah, Kev's just going very weird now. Don't dive into the Kev tweets. You'll just get lost and be like, what's going on? But there's a lot of spookiness here and a lot of darkness stuff. So perhaps this is like the first in the set of tweets. And it could be, I don't know, something
spooky. Just been
something
spooky week themed.
Yeah, there was a lot of spooky posts. But are we, do we get like a Forsaken reveal or something, perhaps? Is that what they're kind of working towards?
It's possible. I mean, I'm not them, so I don't know. If I was them, I would not give any Forsaken reveals, because the Forsaken, I would hope if I was in charge of things, this Forsaken would come in initially as their altars. Right. And then like we would find out later that they are Forsaken. So, and I personally,
yeah, I like that too.
Yeah. My theory for like, I, you know, in season 2, I'm almost certain that Lanfear is going to be in season 2. And I think that the reason they aren't announcing it is because they want her to come in as Celine. And they know, even if like they say, oh, this is Celine, fans are going to say, oh my God, it's Lanfear. And then people who don't watch or haven't read the books will have been spoiled. Like, we won't be able to contain ourselves, basically.
Yeah, this is true. We wouldn't. I mean, even if they put a character in that sort of played the part of Celine without calling it Celine, we would still be like, well, that's obviously Celine. So
yeah,
you know, Lanfear. This is true. Yeah. So, well, I'm hoping for more polls, more quizzes, so we can see if we can figure this out, because I think that might lead to something. So, right on. My last point to cover in this little fun podcast thing now, because I'm not like talking for hours on end like I used to do. Not that I didn't enjoy that, but you know, trying to keep it short and snappy.
Yeah.
Something else that happened recently, quote in the past week, was someone had a couple of parties on the YouTube with their friends, with some goals. And I would like to, because I think this might be the first time I've said, it is the first time I've said it, say congratulations.
Thank
because you.
You
were successful in your party, weren't you?
I was, yes. So if you don't know, I did a crowdfunding
Early morning, folks, it is early in the morning. Yes.
Yes. These are literally, this is, I did not speak before coming on your podcast. You are getting my first early morning voice.
Are we're getting morning voice, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
This is a privilege.
Sure. But yeah. So as I mentioned before, my, to do my avatar is multiple steps. And one of the steps of that involves an app that I have sideloaded onto my iPhone, which allows me to use the Memoji outside of messages. And like you can record very long videos, but I don't record on my phone anymore because that turned out to not be quite reliable. I mirror it to my computer and record it on my computer. So that's fine. But what that other app also does is allow you to change the background color to something other than white or gray, which are the only colors that you can use in the messaging app, which are horrible for editing. If you go through some, I think it's my sex education, I tried a couple of times to do it with just those, like with just the iPhone default background colors, and it looks like hot garbage. There's no way to edit it when you, like there's no way to key color those out. Right. With just those colors. It's just, it's terrible. So I need that app. But the frustrating thing is that particular app that, again, it's sideloaded onto my phone. It's not an official iPhone app, is not being supported anymore. And I went and hunted down the person who developed the app, be like, hey, wow, are you going to update this? And he's like, yeah, no, that was a project I did for fun a couple of years. Like, I'm not doing anything with that anymore. So it's completely like, my iPhone, only iPhone people will understand. My iPhone is running iOS 13. They just released iOS 16. My phone is way, way, way out of date. I can't update it because if I update my phone, I can't use that app anymore. And it's starting to cause me problems on my phone. Like other apps have stopped working, and I'm constantly.
Of course, because they'll stop. You know, they'll only go with the newer updates, won't they?
Exactly. Yeah, and I'm realizing at a certain point, my phone is going to stop working if I don't update it entirely. Like it's just going to be a non-function. It's going to be a brick eventually. So I needed an alternative. I needed something else. And so I decided I was going to look into getting a custom avatar, and I priced it out and the way to do it and everything. I would need to get a custom avatar made. And in order to make the avatar work properly on my computer, my current computer wouldn't be able to do it. I would need a new computer. Mm-hmm. So the cost of that is what I fundraised for. I did a crowdfunding for that. And I was successful in getting that. So I've already started, while I'm talking to you right now, I just saw an alert pop up. I've gotten a message 5 minutes ago from the person who's designing the avatar.
Oh, so, that's brilliant.
He's working on the clothes. I haven't read the email, but I just saw the subject.
I knew we were giving you hands, but I don't know why I didn't think about the fact you'd be wearing clothes in your avatar as well. Not that I imagine naked, just to be very clear about that. Mm-hmm, it was more just fact that I imagine a head, and then
disembodied hands.
Just disembodied hands. Yes. Right. What is it? There's a movie where that happens. I can't remember what it is.
I don't know.
Animated head with disembodied hands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that's what I imagined for some reason. I don't know why I didn't think, hey, you'll have a body.
I'm going to have a body. It's quite exciting. And yeah, and then, so I'll get the avatar. Hopefully by the end of next week, it'll be done. And then I have to get it rigged, which is going to take probably more time and cost more money than getting the actual avatar, because you have to get it rigged for being able to follow your facial motions and your body motions. I do have stretch goals. I'll just plug this here. I still have my Ko-fi up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I still have my Ko-fi up because I have a body. Like when you get a custom, it would have been dumb to get a custom avatar that was just my head. So I'm getting the body. I would like to be able to use motion capture with it. So I still have stretch goals for getting the motion capture, basically a system that will capture my body motions. So I'm quite excited though, because that once this is done, I can update my phone.
I feel like there's a small party goes like, I just want to have a functioning phone again. I really don't care about the motion cap, you know?
having a functioning phone is good. My constant worry is that at some point I'm going to pick up my phone and it's just going to not work, which is going to have, like, I don't know.
I mean, that will stop you making videos.
It will stop me making videos. It actually happened about, I can't remember. I know Delusions was on the end of my absolute panic attack because something stopped working in my thing. And I was just like, I couldn't figure it out. I got it working. I think I ended up downloading a new program for mirroring, but it just,
right.
When it stopped working, I was just like, I can't do it. And I will just go into a bit about why I use an avatar, because that is always the question that comes up with this. Like, why don't you just put your face on there? I am a woman. I am a Black woman. I'm a Black gay woman. I'm a Black plus size gay woman. And I'm a Black plus size gay woman with opinions on the internet. And I know just from life experience that when I say things that people don't like, especially just, sorry, men don't like, they will attack.
You apologize for that.
Yeah. They will just, the default of response for a certain type of man who seem to be the majority of men that I encounter, especially online, is to not argue with what they disagree with and what you said, is to attack you as a human being.
Yeah.
And it is not something that I wanted to deal with. I wanted to be able to say, I like this, or I didn't like this, or this is something I had an issue with, and have people actually listen to the thing that I said and not be like, well, I disagree with you, so you're ugly. Like, which is, it sounds like a dumb thing, but it happened.
It does happen.
It happens all the time. And it's happened to me in person. Like, I've literally had people do that to me in person. And it doesn't happen to me very much because of the fact that I on my YouTube channel, because of the fact that they can't, like, they'd be like, well, I disagree with you and you maybe are ugly. I don't know. You're a cartoon head. So I have to actually engage with the words that you said. So people are much more likely to do that instead. And so I just am determined to be able, like, it, for me, it is, it makes me more able to be honest and open about what I think, because I'm not worried about that. Plus the bonus of it is one of my best videos performing wise was like, it did one of the best numbers, was an early morning reaction to a Nine Eve trailer. I would not have been able to do that if I hadn't been using my avatar. Cause like, I didn't shower. I didn't do anything. I was there in my pajamas. My hair was insane. Didn't matter. Cause it was my avatar. If it had not been my avatar, I'd been like, oh gosh, I have to film a reaction. Okay. I guess I got to shower. Like, you wouldn't have gotten my first warning thoughts, because I would not have put that on the internet. Like, I would not have put myself first thing in the morning on the internet.
That's a good point. Yeah.
I don't think about that sort of thing.
Yeah. I definitely have to be like, how do I look before I go on YouTube?
Yeah.
I hadn't. There's a nice bonus for you. You can be like, it doesn't matter what I look like because the emojis catching me instead. So
yeah, which is not something I thought of when I started. So, but it was a bonus.
Everything should have a silver lining. So that sounds like a pretty easy silver. That sounds like a great silver lining.
Yeah, actually. Yeah.
And you do get. I don't trawl the comment section much anymore, mostly because I don't think I have the spoons to argue with people who dislike avocado on toast, because that was my thing.
Yes.
If you ever see a comment about, actually, well, you know, it's me because it's my name or my channel name. But if you read my comments on Jen's videos, at least half of them probably contain the words avocado on toast. Because I was trying to wind up one guy, or we assume a guy, but like trying to one poster who was just ridiculous. So.
I will tell you, I did eventually block him.
Good.
Yeah, he was fine, not fine. He was insane. But I wasn't gonna block him until I did a video about representation, and in that one, he got his response to that was, it was not okay. His response to that video was just not okay. And I was like, okay, look, you can disagree with me about Wheel of Time and I'll allow, but this, no, that's not an okay response to this topic. And I'm not dealing with you anymore. So he got blocked.
I'm glad to hear that for that scene. Yeah. Because, you know, let's be honest, it is a book series at the end of the day, or a TV show, depending on which format you watch or listen to or read. So, you know, people will have different, you know, views of what they like and dislike. Fair, but you know, to turn around and put what I imagine he put for your video about representation, that's valid, because that's not okay. So I'm glad, but I'll have to find someone new to argue about avocado and toast with.
Yes. The YouTube blocking, I don't know because I don't see him anymore. From what I understand, the YouTube blocking is like a shadow block in that he can still watch my stuff and he can still comment. So he might see his comments, but I won't see them. And
because his comments help the algorithm.
They probably do. I don't know. Like I'm assuming at a certain point you figure out that you're being blocked, but I don't know how, because what YouTube says is, yeah, no, he still sees your comments. He still sees your videos, still can comment, but nobody else can see his comments. So he's just commenting into nothing.
His level of interaction, because people used to go and comment a lot to what he would say.
Yeah.
His level of interaction has disappeared.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably not fun for him.
No,
so which is good for us. We like that he's not having fun.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited to see your avatar. I'm glad that you did this. You know, because you make amazing videos. They're a lot of fun. You know, the memes are great. It's so thoughtful, some of your videos. I know I have watched some of your videos and thought, you know, I hadn't considered that. You know, or you hadn't seen that. I've got to be honest, I don't watch the ones about costuming. Costuming just doesn't interest me quite the same way it seems to interest some people. Some people are obsessed with it. And I'm like, that's a cool costume. I like it or I don't like it. And then my thought process usually ends there. So.
Yeah, I will tell you, that was my thought as well. I would, not that I want to, you don't have to watch my videos. It's perfectly fine. The reason those videos are so interesting because the girl who is the costume expert on those videos, she hadn't read the books when she started watching the show, but she had she studied costume design in school. And by episode two, and I'm going full spoilers here, by episode two, based on nothing but the costume, she was like, is Egwene gonna die?
What?
I'm not kidding. Yeah. That's what she was doing from the costumes. And like, she was sending messages like, what's with the Aiel and trees? What's going on with the Aiel and trees from the fucking costumes? That, so I was like, I need to talk to this girl. Like that's what those videos are. Like she had not read the books at that point, and that was what was happening in her brain.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to make time to watch these videos then. Cause you know,
Wow. It's not just like, oh, this is what this is made of. Like, that's not what it's about. It's about the foreshadowing.
No, I assume there was like, you know.
Like, you know, she literally, episode two was what, is Nynaeve going to die? Or is Egwene going to die? Why? Jeez. What's going on with Egwene? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, there, folks, if costuming did not interest you either, you should apparently, like me, go check them out. So, So, okay, any idea, popping back to the avatar thing, you say like the you should get the avatar by the end of next week, but then it's the tracking and your facial expressions and stuff. Any idea when the full package might be unveiled? Any kind of a ballpark. It's okay if you don't have one, obviously.
Yeah, no, because I have the avatar, he gave me an estimate of about 2 weeks to do, and he's been working on it for, I guess, about a week now. Right. So I haven't, like, I can't send it to the riggers. That sounds so weird. The riggers until,
and because I have to get rigged. It's a weird sentence, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes. And it's there's two separate ones. There's one for the face, because the face is the most important part, and then another one for the body. I haven't sent it to them yet, so I don't know quite how long that will take. And then I have to figure out, I have ideas. I won't go into fully my ideas of how to, like what platform that I'm going to put her in. So I would imagine ballparking it maybe a month, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
That's fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
From the few things you would say just then, I was like, sounds like it's gonna be like at least a month before you manage to, because you'll have to do your own test runs, obviously.
Oh yeah. I'm not gonna just do, I'm not just gonna put her live and be like, watch her melt into nothing.
It'd be like a bubble of evil as you glitch back and forth across the screen.
Exactly. I have to learn how to do it, because like I have it down to a science now. I know what I'm doing, but I have to learn a whole new way of doing it. I also have to get the new computer, because my computer right now is like, it's so much better than what I was doing before. Like I had a laptop I was working on before. I've got a desktop now, but even the desktop I have now is like it's a secondhand desktop I bought from somebody who was leaving Korea. So it's good, but it's not great. And the platform that I am hoping to be able to use, I have downloaded onto this computer, and every time I turn it on, it tells me that my graphics card is not enough. Like, it just, you need to update that. Like, I can't, screw you.
So, well, now you can fix that. So which is great.
I'm very excited. Everything is, I'm quite excited. The new computer is going to come in, and then all the avatars going to come in, and I will have an updated system. And
this is amazing. Yay. I cannot wait. Please give me a heads up, or us a heads up, whatever you feel comfortable with, so we can all be there at your first video. You should do it like the premiere thing that YouTube does.
Like a live premiere.
Premiere. Because it's the, you can do a pre-recorded video, but like premiere it, so people can't, like, the first time plays, everyone has to watch it at the same time. We could do that. We'll draw it up. So, because this is exciting, you know, you've been a floating head for a couple of years now. Now you're going to be like a full emoji body person with everything. Yeah. This is going to be great. I love it.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to change how you have to enter a convention now, because a head on a stick is not going to cut it after this.
Yeah. Huh.
We're going to need some form of like,
haven't thought about that,
body on poles at least. I don't know. We'll have Grace. You need to work on that, because a head on a stick ain't going to cut it. So.
I do have to say, I am quite pleased. I don't want to spoil whatever, but it's not going to be a jarring change. Like, I'm very happy with what I'm seeing. That was something I was very clear. Like, I have a face on the internet. I don't want to have a completely different face. So it's not going to be like, oh, that's a different person. Like, it's...
To be fair, I've seen you in real life. I'd seen you on screens. I've seen you in real life too. I was at WattCon. And, you know, your Memoji does look like you.
Bit, yeah. I mean, I had the mole. The mole. Yeah.
But I don't know. I can just... I've seen you talking in person. I've seen your facial expressions in person. I've seen your facial expressions in the Memoji. And it's like, it's both you. You know, it's very you. So I'm excited about this. So, thanks. All right, I want to round out the recording with like a tweet of the week sort of thing. And I didn't get you to prep one or look, because I know Twitter is, Twitter is awkward for you because of the timings. But I have a tweet of the week. And the tweet of the week actually came in today. So I was waiting for it, because I knew it was coming. So basically, I cheated. I knew the tweet was coming. And the tweet comes from, there is a new podcast out there, folks. And that podcast is called The Lights Work.
Okay.
And it is about two sentimental super fans discussing the healing power of the Wheel of Time fandom and their own obsession with creating and amplifying great fandom moments. And so the tweet that came out today was the trailer for this podcast. And you might recognize these two names when I point them out to you, Jen. And if you're not following The Lights Work, folks, it's at Lights Work Pod on Twitter. So please go and follow them. They're on Instagram as well. And they have their own Discord server. So you need to be, you know, everywhere that's appropriate for you. Their first episode comes out November 6th. And the two stars of this podcast, Anas, who is the mod who's not a mod, I believe, and Bane and Chiat. So their tweet of the week this week is their teaser trailer that came out today, which is like little snippets from their recordings and a little bit about themselves.
Those are two lovely people. So,
it's beautiful. At least go check out the teaser, because it's beautiful and it's very well put together. I love it. It's got a lot of pictures in from everybody, you know, from the people they've met. Apparently they cried when they made it, which is good, because they usually make the rest of us cry.
So. Yeah.
And Jenny, you are in it.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
I have met both of those people. They are Delightful, delightful people.
Mm-hmm. You met them, well, you met Bain and Shead very much in person because you crashed with her.
Yeah.
You, also, you met them on the plane, didn't you?
Yes, yeah. I met Anas on the plane.
Well, Anas on the plane, yeah.
Yeah, I met him in the airport first, so, yeah.
Oh, of course, yes. That was it because Bain and Shead met Anas on the Jordan Con flight, I remember. Yes. So, but yeah, folks, go check it out because, and Jen, I'll send you the
yeah, please do.
Because it's so cute. It's beautiful. Yeah, the first episode's out next week. So that is the tweet of the week, folks. And, that's the week. That's it. We've talked about a few fits. We've got to know Jen a bit better. And, especially what she sounds like first thing in the morning without any prep, literally without any warming up of the voice. And it was still just as glorious, Jen.
So, oh, thank you.
Thank you for joining me. Folks, go find Lesbian Odie if you haven't already found her on YouTube or checked out, you know, the Discord server that she has. Mm. It's a lot of fun in there. Just go follow, like, comment, and eagerly await the transformation from
the avatar. It will come out. I'm excited about that. Pupa as a full butterfly.
yes. That's, you'll have to refer to it my caterpillar phase when I was just a head, and now I've pupated, and I have, you know, a full body, and I can fly.
Yes. exactly.
Oh, thank you for listening, folks. Thank you to all my patrons. If you want to listen each week as I record with different guests and we talk about what happened in the fandom this week, you can come and join the patrons there. Just search Malky Talks on Patreon or check out the links in any of my shows and you will be able to find it and join. And then you can listen each week. You get access to listeners at any level whatsoever. So it doesn't matter where you join. You can come and hang out with us here on Sunday nights as we record. Follow on the Twitter, join the Discord server if you're not in there, especially if you want to be a patron, because that's where the live recordings are. Otherwise, please just like, comment, tell me what your favorite moment was from this week in the fandom, be that on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, God forbid. Or is it meta these days? Is that what it is now?
I don't know.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah, it's weird. I don't do Facebook very much. Yeah, thank God for Discord. But yeah, thanks so much for joining, folks. And until next time, my sign off has not changed. May you always find, it has changed because of the Freefall Talk. So may you always find love, water, and shade. Thank you so much for listening to Malkia's Wrap-Up. If you'd like to support me, please head over to Patreon, where you can sign up and listen to the podcast as I record each week at any level. And thank you so much. Please follow the account on Twitter, join me on YouTube once in a while, and leave a comment and tell me what you liked and what I missed, because I'm sure there was plenty. But until next time, folks, please find love, water, and shade.